SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
After 40 years on the front line, cafe owner Angela Vithulkas has seen a lot of ups and downs, but says the current conditions are testing.
So I've got to work twice as hard now than I ever used to. I am here from 4:30 in the morning until about 5 p.m, 6 days a week.
The former politician and award-winning entrepreneur grew up in a family business.
I'm the daughter of migrant parents who first came to Australia in the 50s and 60s. They were small business owners as well, so that's where I learnt how to always step up for a challenge. And I think that unique perspective of people who couldn't speak English and didn't have a business background but saw an opportunity, I think that's what I inherited more than anything else.
Her 18th venture, Small Doses Cafe, in a medical precinct at Sydney St Leonard's, is still a partnership with her brother, Con.
We've always been in business together. I wouldn't do this work and this business without him.
Despite the support of a sibling, even this seasoned operator is finding it tough to turn a profit.
In the last 15 months that I've been in a new business, I've seen almost 18% increases across everything that we do on average. So that's product, that's outgoing expenses. Power for us is going up $500 a month. I've tried everything to save power.
Even so, Ms. Vithulkas is reluctant to hike her prices. Regular customer Lutfi Hadi explains.
I think people do expect prices of things like coffees to go up in line with interest rate rises, inflation, global conflicts, fuel supply shortages. However, these guys have been really good keeping the prices stable, so I'm here every day.
This week's interest rate rise was another hit for Australia's 2.7 million small business owners, with many carrying hefty business loans. Credit reporting agency Creditor Watch chief economist Ivan Cahoon explains.
Two of the key drivers of insolvency are energy prices and interest rates. So when you think about that, both of those are moving in the wrong direction at the present time. We've seen interest rates rising again this week, and obviously we've got much higher energy prices. So that combination is likely to result in higher insolvencies.
Australia's hospitality industry is already experiencing record high business failures, leading all other sectors in insolvency, with roughly 1 in 10 food and beverage businesses closing their doors in the year to March 2025. Creditor Watch's Ivan Cahoon explains.
What we are seeing is some increase in credit inquiries, particularly in about food and beverage companies. So credit managers are worrying about that sector.
To ease the strain, a push for the instant asset write-off to be extended in next week's federal budget. It allows tax deductions for eligible purposes up to $20,000. Sky Capuccio is CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, COSBOA.
Instant asset write-off is a proven measure to support small business to invest in their own growth. We are looking for the government to make it permanent so that small business has the opportunity to plan ahead to effectively utilise it, but also to increase it. So the amount that you are able to write off is actually relevant to the amount small businesses really need to invest in things like a new vehicle or an upgrade to manufacturing equipment. So we're calling on the government to make the instant asset write-off permanent and increase it to what it was in 2021, which was $150,000.
Ms. Vithulkas welcomes the COSBOA plan.
We'd love to see it increased to 150. I think that gives business owners a chance to assess what they're going to upgrade and how they're going to do it, and knowing they can afford it.
But there are threats lurking in cyberspace. This year, according to the Australian Signals Directorate, the average self-reported cost of a cyber incident for Australian small businesses rose to $56,000, 14% up on the previous year. Ms. Vidalkus was among those affected.
My server got hacked this week, so I was offline for 3 days. Well, I was scared because I didn't know how people were going to reach me. I have no idea what I've lost. I don't know if I'm ever going to get it back, and I don't know what's been interfered with. So again, I have to become a cybersecurity expert and work out how I'm going to protect myself in these instances.
Cyber Wardens offers short courses in cybersecurity for small business operators. Cosboa's Sky Capuccio wants ongoing budget support.
We are calling on the government to continue their investment in Cyber Wardens, which is a really important program supporting small business to increase their cyber awareness.
Despite the headwinds, Ms. Vitholkus isn't looking for a handout next week.
40 years of being in business overall means I don't need a box of tissues to get through this. I need to sit down and plan. How does my menu improve to become more profitable? Where else can I save costs? And how can I grow the business?
However, advocates say a little recognition is due.
There are 2.7 million small businesses in Australia, and they're employing over 5 million people. Collectively, they make up nearly a third of GDP.
Australia has been built on the back of small business. Investing in us as small business owners is investing in Australia's future. Ignoring us, we'll see more unemployment, we'll see less prosperity.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.
Go!